Hey guys, this is Jeff Dolan, and this is the Dolan Diaries, where I reflect on countercultural thoughts as an artist and creator in a business world. This week is a very personal piece called It's Not Too Late that talks about my journey as a writer-director. You will also hear some encouraging words from a filmmaker I admire, so let's jump in. As always, I like to start with some quotes. I grew up in an era that was a golden age of the blockbuster, when something we might call a family film could have universal appeal. That's something I want to see again. In terms of the tone of the film, it looks at where we are as a people and has a universality about human experience. Christopher J. Nolan, director, Interstellar. If you think that you can hide what your interests are, what your prurient interests are, what your noble interests are, what your fascinations are, if you think you can hide that in your work as a film director, you're nuts. David Fincher, director, The Social Network. Have you ever had a dream so deep inside you that the farther away you got from it, the closer it seemed? I grew up in a family where art equaled fun, business equaled work, and you didn't try to cross the two. But from a very early age, art was all I was interested in, deep down. And business? It was just a thing you did to get back to the art. And purists in art? Well, they starve. No parent wants to see that. You have to get dirty in business and marketing and money. You have to get over being romantic about how you make your money so you can make your art. Call it discipline, fear, parent pleasing, all of the above or none of the above, I ran far and hard away from living life as an artist on my terms. Upon reporting to my first corporate job after college, being in a band and running a design company all of a sudden became anathema. I reassured myself I was being responsible. Fast forward to Thanksgiving 2017. I was looking at a job offer that wanted me to leave corporate America, start writing a feature-length film script, start using all my sales and marketing talents to lead a growing startup, join the tech elite of my city, and double down on becoming the artist I've always wanted to be. No more judgment, no more running, no more being average. I can feel God smiling even now. He never forgot what I held down, held back, suppressed. He always redeems every single thing we think is lost. No matter how far I ran, he was right there, calling me to create, reminding me I was bought with a price, more precious than all the riches in the world, made with a purpose that only I can fulfill in this life. If only I would stop and turn around. 4 years ago, I started my first original narrative film, Writing Directing Journey, with a project called Phase 6. I thought all was lost on it many times and left it for dead. Life happens, I figured. But this month saw its completion. I was mentally exhausted, so I called a writer-director whose work I had admired for years for encouragement, and he delivered. Can I bring back a new golden age of the blockbuster? I don't know. But what I do know is that I cannot hide anymore, and neither can you. Hey guys, really love the podcast. Sarah, you guys are doing great. My name is Jeff Dolan, fellow writer, director, editor, and launched my anchor about the same time you guys did, and about to release my first narrative short film. It's a sci-fi. It's called Phase 6. It went way too ambitious with 10 actors, 10 locations, 20 VFX shots. Crazy, went, you know, way overboard. My question to you is, I'm kind of at the point where I just want to hit the button and publish it, but I know I have to do everyone justice and properly market it and release it and maybe even do the festival circuit. It's a 10-minute short film, sci-fi. Just wanted your input. Wanted to hear what you had to say about it, latest and greatest. So really appreciate it and love you guys. Take care.
All right, our first caller.
Yes, I'm pumped.
My favorite thing about Jeff here is that he actually pronounced my name right.
I love that because my family has known you for 6 years now and they still don't say it correctly. So way to go, Jeff.
Yeah, neither do my friends, so it's cool. but yeah, you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that first of all, I just want to say that I think it's really important to, once you've realized that you've taken on a massive project, that maybe you bit off a little bit more than you can chew, to just like give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back, because I think often we consider it a bad thing. Like, oh man, like I've really overdone this, and I've overestimated my abilities. And the thing is, like, it's better to fail if failing is what's going to happen, because you try to be exceptional and you try to make a big, beautiful project.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Versus like failing in the other way, which is that like you just didn't give it 100%, you know?
Yeah, that kind of like makes sense according to what I was going to say, which is I think, considering what you just said, I think what he should do is look at his project and be really honest with himself and go, like, am I disappointed with this? Show it to a few friends, see what they think. But like, you know, really get honest feedback, right? And if you think there's something there and you're just exhausted, like you just can't take it to the finish line, but you know the project is good, then I think you should take a little break, get your energy back up, like just stop thinking about it, take like a week off. Then afterwards, come back, find the things that made you excited about this project, the things that got you inspired in the first place. Soak those up. Forget about the project. Just go back to the influences. And then you're going to get excited again. Like if you watch those movies and this and that. And then when you catch that spark, then go back and like finish it up. But don't do all of that if you know, in your heart of hearts, you know this thing isn't what you wanted to be. It's better than to either put it out or sit on it and then go just move on to something else. But I don't know what the case is, Jeff. So it's really like, you know.
I'm a big fan of that advice, which is kind of what you've told me, like when I've been working on big projects. So like, listen, when you're three quarters of the way done, you hate it. Like
everybody does.
You don't want to finish it. You're just like, this is too much. Like, and that's how you know that you're getting close to the end.
Exactly. And you're getting scared too of like all the potential like feedback of putting it out. Like you don't know it, but subconsciously you're nervous that you're like, the ending is getting harder because it means it's getting real, you know?
Right. And also like, it's easier to just shrug off feedback if you're like, well, I didn't give it 100%. I didn't finish it. So like people don't like it, then whatever. Versus having to kind of own it. So,
and like the final thing is also like, you know, like I think you mentioned this earlier. It's just like, there's no shame in like failing. Because let's say this thing doesn't work out and you're just like, oh, you know how far ahead you are of other people? Like you just, that was your film school. You just learned a bunch of shit. Now go put that into another thing. Like you always got to try to find like the silver lining and the positive side of like these projects, or you're not going to, like you're not going to prosper as an artist, you know?
Exactly. I think you have to go back, remember why you love it, like rewatch the films that made you want to create something to begin with. And then for me, I have to like plan it out, especially if there's like a lot of like little steps involved
in
like
finishing something.
Just like I tell myself, okay, here's like a basic
increments,
like an editorial calendar of like, I'm going to do 30 minutes every morning on this.
Or and that really helps, because then you just chip away and you feel good for that day.
Yeah, because
you don't do any more than what you just, you know, gave yourself.
There's going to be some stuff that you love to edit and some stuff that you hate to do. So if you just have to, if you grind through the stuff that you hate, you know, for an hour.
I think that's what it comes down.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to, is that a lot of this is psychological trickery. You're just trying to trick yourself into finishing. So if you're feeling bad, just figure out how to make yourself feel good about it. If that means taking a break, whatever, you know. But yeah, so I guess that was our first caller. And I think maybe like 100 episodes from now, we'll be like, hey, it's Jeff, our first caller.
No, I want him to finish.
You gotta do something special.
I want to see it when he's done.
Exactly. Yeah, show it to us when you're done or before, whatever.
Yeah, send us the stuff you hate now and we'll critique
hopefully,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully this was helpful. So.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. I have been Jeff Dolan, and today is Sunday, January 28th, 2018. If you would like to become part of the conversation, as you just heard, please download the Anchor app, find this show, and click the call-in button to call into the show. If you like what you're hearing, please tell others about it. At the moment, we are on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and of course, Anchor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you stop hiding, break through fear, and find truth, speak truth, live truth. And I wish you all the best as you crush your goals this week. Be kind. Take care.